This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he rips it down the right field line, screaming towards the high wall to tie the game. Sat on it, grip it, rip it. Number 20, knots this game, 3-3.
And kind of have the confidence that seems like as the game went on, he had more confidence on the mound and more aggressiveness in the zone. Made some mistakes right there in the first inning, got a couple traffic, and then, you know, a future Hall of Famer put up the big swing on him, put up 3-run homer on him, and he settled down, did okay right there, and almost got out of the fourth. We weren't able to help him and just kind of turned into what it was.
So you heard the highlight courtesy of Mass, and the Orioles got off to a good start. First three hitters got on. Ramon Laureano eventually drove in two in the first. He was 2-for-4 with a home run and four RBIs. Alas, the Orioles, Togano gave it right back, and I don't know what those words were that Tony Manzolino was saying there after the game, because Togano was terrible. And then guys named Martin Selby and Wolfram came in, and they were bad as well. Orioles lose 10-5, and quite frankly, it should have been a lot worse.
This guy's not a major league starter. Certainly not as part of a five-man rotation. That's bearing itself out. He can't get any swing and miss. He can't keep anybody off the base paths. His control that was supposed to be Greg Maddux level is more like Spencer Watkins level. He has no discernible strengths as a pitcher right now. It's fraudulent. $13 million. He's in the bottom 1% in baseball in expected batting average. Bottom 1% in baseball. He's in the bottom 3% in expected ERA. I mean, what are we doing here? Why are we watching this slop every 5 days instead of seeing if Chase McDermott has anything to him?
Because they paid him $13 million.
But that's the same thing with Tyler O'Neill. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's major league quality. It doesn't mean it's worthy of the fans' attention. This guy couldn't wait to crap his pants last night. They stake him to an early lead. He gives it back in three batters.
Yep. What's crazy with him is it's the same thing every time. I keep talking about the leadoff batter, the four innings that he pitched, the leadoff guy reached in two of the four, and really his final line is extremely kind towards him.
Oh,
because
yeah,
he got to have a bases loaded, nobody out jam in the second inning, completely unscathed. But he starts games horribly. On the season, he has an 8.05 ERA in the first inning. 5.68 ERA in the second inning. So it's starting games horribly. But when you're staked to a 3-0 lead, to give that lead back in three batters?
He gave up 6 hits and 4 walks in 3 2/3. I don't know what the skipper was saying after the game, but that's awful. And to walk Stephen Kwan to lead off the game after you're staked to a 3-run lead,
it's unacceptable.
He had nothing working last night. Zero.
The skipper's a buffoon, okay? The last 7 starts for this guy, he's given up 50 hits and 28 earned runs in 32 innings pitched. That's 7 starts. He's got an ERA of 8.
Can we just talk about the fact
He's also walked 15 guys in his last... The one thing that these idiots over there tried to convince you of is that he's a control guy. He's walked 15 in his last 30 innings pitched.
He's got 7 in his last 2 starts.
So after his start on June the 3rd, he gave up 1 earned to Seattle in 7. His ERA was down to 3.04. 7 starts since, he's now at 4.54. He's raised his ERA a 1.5 in 7 starts.
And what's really crazy is the Fielding Independent Pitching is saying that he's lucky.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And the FIP has been high for him even when his ERA is low. His FIP is 5.29.
Look, it is loud out after home run after loud out. Now 8 home runs in his last 7 starts, and that's with him only going about 3 innings a pop. Look, here's the reality. The bullpen's the strength of the team. Once they make these trades, they're not going to get a whole lot in return for these guys.
No.
Most of them will turn into nothing burgers because Michael Elias is making the trades. But it's going to get markedly worse. You cannot have a 35-year-old nothing, right, complete nothing burger going out there, giving you 3 innings, getting destroyed every 5 days, and then putting what's about to be a compromised bullpen under even more heat. To throw him out there and have people getting hurt in AAA who should be up here, or have people on the cusp of a lost season. I got news for you. We're down to like 60 games left. That's not a whole huge sample size.
63
to start
exact.
Finding yes. things out about yes. people. And I got news for you. No one's going to be here in the next 3 days. So by the time they start doing anything, whether it's Beavers or McDermott or whoever, you're basically down to 2 months.
Sam Beavers.
Not a whole lot of time. To be throwing this guy out there in the bottom 3% in K rate and bottom 5% in whiff rate and bottom 10% in missing barrels. Why?
Why?
You got your $13 million out of him. It's over.
Jason,
I
do want to touch on something you said when we touched on the Orioles in the Open. You said it reminded you of 2018. And the guys they brought in after Sagano, that was 28. Steve, I don't know who Corbin Martin, Colin Selby, and Grant Wolfram are.
They're trying to tell you on Masson that Wolfram's a thing.
Well,
they had a graphic for him a week ago, and they were going, "Oh!" He had sound effects and everything. They were the Wolfman's back.
All I know is that these other organizations have arms in the minor leagues, and they're dumpster diving for arms. And sometimes when you dumpster dive, you end up with garbage, and that's what these 3 guys were last night.
They've been unwatchable all year. We ain't close to rock bottom. They've got to do what they've got to do, but once they do it, there is no wave behind them. Like there's no propping this up. And if they thought these kids were any good, as horrible as this product is, if they thought Chase McDermott was any good, how the hell would he not be? Now they don't know.
No.
I'm not saying they're right. They're wrong all the time, but don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. They think Kobe Mayo sucks. They think Chase McDermott sucks. They think Heston Kerstad sucks.
But then why wouldn't you have traded them when those guys?
Because you'll look like fools prospects. Getting nothing for him. So this is what they do.
This is their
inactivity
brand.
Is their brand.
Know, but it's
selling low on him, you can then judge them. It's like, why did they want the 37th overall pick for Brian Baker in a loaded Rays system? Because you can't judge it. It's 3 years of everybody's gonna say smart for getting 37th overall for Brian Baker. Then we'll see what that turns into.
Orioles.
Hopefully these clowns are long fired by then.
Orioles and Guardians back at it. Game 2 of the 4-game series starting tonight. That's a 6:40 first pitch. Brandon Young and Joey Cantillo are the pitchers.
Cantillo.
He's a lefty, so that should be fun. First pitch, 6:40. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Bone and?
Ryan Ripken.
Same coming club. Up at 5:30. And coming up next, part of our BBT crew, he's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, and he joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.